This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That pipeline that carries gasoline from Texas to the Northeast is still shut down. A cyber attack led to the shutdown. People close to the extortion investigation are pointing to a criminal gang known as Darkside as the culprit. The AP's Julie Walker with what we've learned.
Colonial Pipeline has not said what was demanded or who made it, but two sources say it was Darkside, which cultivates a Robin Hood image of stealing from corporations and giving a cut to charity. Meanwhile, Colonial says it's working with law enforcement and will bring the full system back online when it's safe.
Experts say gas prices are not likely to be affected if the pipeline is back to normal in the next few days. We still don't know why a gunman opened fire at a birthday party in Colorado Springs, Colorado on Sunday, killing six adults and then himself. Police say the suspected shooter was the boyfriend of one of the victims. None of the children at the party were hurt. Afghanistan's Taliban is announcing a three-day ceasefire for a religious holiday. This follows Saturday's attack on a girls' school that killed as many as 60 people, some as young as 11 years old. The Taliban denies responsibility for that. The World Health Organization's Robert Blanchard says COVID vaccines have to get to the world's poorest people, and fast. He's praising the air carrier Emirates, which will begin shipping aid for free to hard-hit India.
There's a long way to go before we get back to normal. And although the vaccines offer a lot of promise, what we're seeing is that the quantities that are available and the rate of distribution is simply not enough to end the pandemic.
Palestinian medics say hundreds of Palestinians have been hurt in a clash with Israeli police at a Jerusalem holy site. A spokesman for the Israelis says extremist Palestinians were rioting. This is AP News. Legendary singer Lloyd Price has died. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta has this.
Musician Lloyd Price has died of complications from diabetes at a long-term facility in New Rochelle, New York, according to his wife. He was 88. Lloyd Price was known for songs like Stagger Lee, Lottie Miss Claudie, and Personality, but he was so much more. Price credited being stationed in the U.S. Army with a bunch of lawyers for his ability to read contracts. 'Cause you've got personality. He founded Double L Records, helped stage the Thrilla in Manila and Rumble in the Jungle heavyweight prize fights, ran construction businesses, and sold his own food products. Plus, as he said in 2011, he was a really good bowler.
There's 73 million bowlers a year, and only 2% ever shut 300. I got six of them.
I'm Margie Zarletta.
North Carolina's considering paying younger people to get COVID shots. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.